Hello and welcome to lesson number 9 of Feel Every Emotion is Love Virtual Mastery Program. I am excited to be sharing this information with you. We are now starting a new topic on anxiety. And anxiety is such a big one because some degree of anxiety impacts everyone. I mean, who hasn't felt nervous, overwhelmed, and worried at some point in their life, right? I mean, it's a common feeling. And at the same time, you don't want to live feeling weighed down by your anxiety either. I know what anxiety looks like when it weighs you down, and it isn't pretty. My 20s were like that, filled with anxiety, where I was worried and concerned by pretty much everything. I worried about my weight, I worried about my appearance, I worried about my relationships with others, worried about my career, worried about what I said to people, what I didn't say, how I came across to others, and if people liked me. I worried if I would ever get married, if I would be successful. I mean, you name it. I was worried about it and felt some level of anxiety, which means how I functioned was largely consumed with worry. Imagine for a minute how much this impacted me when I lived my life filled with anxiety. Let's just take one night going out with friends for an example. First, it would take me an incredibly long time to get ready because I was so concerned what others would think about how I looked. I would then either want a cocktail while I was getting ready or the moment I walked into any social situation because I was nervous about how I would come across to others. Not that that mattered, because every time I did go out, I would end up feeling concerned about something I said to someone anyways. Maybe I was being insensitive. Maybe I was being too strange or too obnoxious. These were all the things that I worried about, and of course, I carried that worry onto the next day. And then that day, I would have more worries come up, and worry after worry would pile up on me that day. So obviously, at that point in my life, every day was filled with anxiety. And when I live that way, and when you live that way, you are no longer living freely. When you are consumed with anxiety to this degree, it is because you have lost your authentic self. You are not consciously connected at all. And rather than live by your truth, you live by what you believe will make you acceptable and what will get your needs met. Now, because of your disconnection with yourself, being able to get your needs met is out of your hands. So even if you're a person who doesn't struggle to this degree, the same thing is going on when anxiety does pop up in your life. So what happens is that anxiety comes up because you are looking outside of yourself to have your needs met. And your needs being met becomes out of your hands. It's in the hands of others, which can be quite scary because you don't know if they are or are not going to meet your needs. So uncertainty arises because you no longer have or feel in control of your life. And if you're really deep into it like I was, you are going to turn to things outside of yourself. So common things that people do when they turn outside of themselves because they're feeling out of control is food, shopping, drugs, alcohol, gambling, anything to fill that pit of emptiness and worry that's within you. And when anxiety is going on to this degree, you aren't living your life. You are going through the motions to try to get your needs met, and you are completely unfulfilled. And for this reason, for people who are really in the depths of anxiety, that's why it can be so paralyzing, because it's really this control issue going on. And I have worked with people to this degree of where they couldn't get out of their bed. It was really impacting the way they live. Now, this is what I tell everyone that I work with, and I'm going to share it with you, even though anxiety probably isn't impacting you to this degree. But what I share with everyone is that I am not going to get rid of your anxiety. I don't care how prevalent it is or isn't. And I mean it, because you have to be ready to be able to face some degree of anxiety, because some degree of anxiety is actually normal. Now, of course, no one should be living feeling weighed down daily by anxiety. That is a sign that anxiety has taken over and it's not at a place where it's healthy. Yet the normal degree of anxiety is there for a reason. It's actually there for a reason, whether it's a normal amount or if it's weighed down for you. And that's because the purpose of anxiety from a spiritual perspective is to indicate to you when you are shifting away from your truth. So even if you are not feeling weighed down by anxiety, you're just doing your human journey and you have your moments when you shift away from your truth, anxiety, worry, and fears are certainly going to pop up in those moments. And I actually see this as a good sign, because you are going to get certain. I'm sorry, you're going to get uncertain about yourself when you get out of your comfort zone. So it's a good sign that you become uncertain, because it's indicating that you're getting out of your comfort zone. And in order to fulfill your life's work, you are often going to be called to get out of your comfort zone. You see, we all came here to grow and evolve. You don't grow and evolve doing the same old, same old. In fact, this is when I see anxiety really prevalent in people, is when they are ignoring the guidance of their essence and they're trying to keep their life the same old, same old. And their spirit is saying, no way. And I won't give you peace until you listen. Because it's that important that you listen. And so anxiety is there. The whole point of it is about you learning about your anxiety from an emotional consciousness level, so that your anxiety doesn't have to be persistent. Your anxiety just wants you to listen. So when anxiety pops up, you are going to be thrown off. You want to be thrown off for a few minutes or maybe a couple hours, rather than being buried with anxiety. The more the message of your anxiety is ignored, though, the more you're going to feel burdened by it, because you are not going to be in the right frame of mind within yourself to have the clarity to make decisions for your highest good. Instead, what's going to be happening is that you are going to feel really scattered. You're not going to know where to put your energy and your attention first. And instead, you're going to be all over the board, rather than being solid, concise, and focused with your energy and attention. Now, I see this a lot of times with people, from stay-at-home moms to people in regard to their work. They just start to feel overwhelmed, and they come to me and they say, Michelle, you know, I feel like I have so many obligations, so many responsibilities, that I just don't know what to attend to first. And I feel like so many different things are pulling at me, and I get really anxious and upset, and I feel like I can't attend to it all. And this is a sure sign that your anxiety has taken over and that you can't fulfill your life's work with how you are attending to your life right now, because you are stretching yourself in too many places, and your essence is trying to guide you back, is trying to give you the clarity as to what you need to attend to first. But what happens is that you're so unsettled. And so with this unsettling energy, you will turn to things outside of yourself to try to gain a sense of calm. I mean, ask yourself if you ever turn to food or an alcoholic beverage as comfort. And even find yourself being obsessive with things such as checking your phone or email for messages or cleaning your house. Things like this are all signs that you are not grounded and you are scattered. And what you are scattered is away from your truth, away from your essence, away from your authentic self. And when this is happening, you can try with all your might to get things done, but it's just not going to happen. The reason is that your energy is being leaked. This is why no matter how far you are with your personal development, if you don't know how to utilize your emotions to your advantage, you will have trouble getting as far as you want to go, because all of your energy needs to be working for you when you are trying to attain your desires, when you're trying to attend to the responsibilities of your life. And see, you absolutely need all of your energy working to your benefit when you are trying to reach your big goals. The problem is that when you have a desire, you're often also going to feel fear. And with your fear is going to be anxiety. And with your anxiety, only understood from an ego level, which it's usually understood by, your energy is no longer focused, and out goes your energy being attending to the ego level of your anxiety rather than utilizing this force of energy to support you to get clearer, to bring forth that energy to bring you a sense of peace and centeredness within yourself about the next step that you're supposed to take. So anxiety is tapping into your fears, which means you are buying into some false message telling you exactly why you should not listen to your inner guidance. So in the first month of our Feel Virtual Mastery program, we talked about sadness. And if you remember, sadness is when you don't even recognize your inner guidance. Now, anxiety is somewhat similar, but really what's happening unconsciously, you're not going to be really aware of this, is that a part of you knows your truth, but you are fighting that truth. And what's happening is that your ego wants you to be persuaded to believe that by ignoring your truth, you will be better off. Now, of course, it's not that obvious. I mean, the problem is your ego can be so convincing and slick that it tricks you, it fools you. This is why anxiety is a wonderful, wonderful indicator that you are going off track. When you are going back and forth in your mind, your inner truth is actually present. What's happening is that your ego is convincing you that following your inner guidance would lead you to undesirable consequences. So, for instance, I had a client who really felt that she should talk to her teenage son, that there was just something off going on between them. And she really felt that she needed to share this information. And that's what was coming from her heart. But her ego was so strongly telling her that, you know, he's his own person and he needs to find his own way, and she would be butting in, and she can't treat him like a baby anymore, and so on and so forth, that, you know, it tapped into her wanting to be this version of being a good mom. And she didn't want to be a version of parenting that she experienced, which was too controlling over her and too judgmental. And so she held back on this part of her that knew that her son needed some guidance. So where the ego took over here was telling her that if she were to share her truth and share this message with her son, that she would be coming across in a way that she experienced, which wasn't good, that didn't feel good to her as a child. And so she didn't want to do the same thing to her son. But see, what's really underneath this is that her desire to be considered a good parent and what a good parent is, rather than judging, rather than understanding that her guidance is leading to a good relationship that's going to be important to her and her son. So what was happening is she was having all these battles in her head. And then when that happens, anxiety is going to be present. I experienced this with another client who is doing the same thing with feeling uncertain about a new client that she was going to be having in regard to her work. And she was feeling unconfident about the information she was going to present. She didn't know if what she had to offer was really going to be of benefit to this person. And so she had a lot of anxiety, and she said, you know, Michelle, I don't know if I can really help this person. And you see, in this case, what was going on, she was doubting her abilities. And so her inner guidance was there trying to tell her, you have already all that it takes to be successful, to be the person that you want to be. But her ego was bringing up these fears and these doubts, and then again this inner battle took place where a part of her knew that she had information, had gifts to share with this person, and but it was the battle going on that, am I going to let the messages of the doubts overpower me? So again, when this is happening, this battle becomes really difficult because you actually lose your centeredness. Your ego takes you out of your heart and into your head. And when you're in your head, you really can't make decisions. Now, here's a case where in Western society in particular, but I think this has really become pervasive, where our head and using our rational mind has really become overemphasized. And really, where people are coming back to, and where I really feel the shift of consciousness is coming back to, is knowing that when you make decisions from your heart and make it based on your gut, that you are going to make a far better decision. But it's very difficult to come from that place of trusting your gut and listening to your heart when you are filled with anxiety. So the truth is that if you choose your ego over your inner truth, your anxiety will remain. And that's what's happening when you are battling this stuff out in your head. If you want to feel lighter, freer, and more energized, this is when you have to be clear within yourself about which path is going to be about honoring you, which path feels good to you. and not worry about the consequences. Not worrying about the consequences takes trust. And I know there are many of you who can struggle with trust. This, again, is normal. This is a part of our evolutionary growth. What this is really about, though, is your button is being pushed regarding you wanting control. You want to have a sense of control in your life, especially when it comes to something that is important to you, because ultimately, this is about you having your needs met. And many of you likely have an illusion about control. And that is, unconsciously, you think that you have more control over life than you do. Now, the truth is that you do have control. It is just both limited and at the same time extremely powerful when used purposefully. Your ego wants you to believe that you can control others, and therefore you can control your needs being met. You then get sucked into manipulating yourself in order to try to control whether someone will or will not meet your needs. The truth is, you do not have control over others, period. So this is what happened with my client who was struggling with her teenage son. Her need was to be accepted and approved of by her son. So she wanted to be, you know, more stand back, more be his friend. And really his need was to get some guidance from his mom. But she thought she could manipulate having her need met, when the reality was is that if she trusted her gut, she would meet her son's need. And she would have her own need being met of being a mother who is supportive of her son. I mean, that meets her ideal of wanting to be the type of parent that she desires to be. But see, her ego was convincing her otherwise and actually took her away from that, which is why her anxiety existed. This is same with the other woman, her name is Sarah, who just landed a new client but didn't feel confident about herself. And see, it's the questioning and doubting of herself that would actually make her unable to meet the needs of her client. So when she doubted herself, she was taking away her ability to, first of all, fulfill her life's work, and second of all, truly meet the need of her client. Once Sarah got clear and back to her truth, she was able to really gain control of herself and therefore meet her own needs and the needs of her client. But see, when you try to manipulate yourself by saying, you know, what are my client's needs and how can I meet them, or what are my son's needs and how can I meet them, you lose. You think you're controlling things, but you lose. So what I want you to get is you do have control over the most extremely powerful piece. And most people will choose to buy into the illusion of control rather than access real control. And I really want you to get this. The real control you have is over whether or not you are going to act in alignment with your truth or not. Take that in. The real control you have is over whether or not you are going to act in alignment with your truth or not. And so your ego is going to play a lot of song and dances to make you think otherwise, to make you believe in the illusion of control. And it's doing so in order that you get clear and actually deepen your relationship with your essence, that you begin to trust your essence, that regardless of what your ego tries to convince you of how you can get your needs by trying to meet someone else's needs, that the only way that that can really happen is through you, not through trying to control others. Now, what's key is asking yourself a few questions. Do you trust in yourself? Do you believe you are capable? Do you believe you have what is necessary to take that next step forward on your path? Your truth is likely that you have times when you completely trust yourself. And then you're also going to have times when you don't. Now here's the amazing news. When you don't trust yourself, your anxiety is going to give you the exact next step for you to take so that you gain greater trust. So that you gain greater trust within you. So what I love about Feel Every Emotion is Love is that you don't have to be perfect. You don't always have to be your best self, always believing in yourself. It isn't realistic, and it doesn't mean you fail. In fact, it's just the opposite. These are your golden opportunities for you to grow. Now, doesn't that just blow you away? Isn't that so much more aligned with your concept of spirituality and love? You are being guided by a force that doesn't expect you to be perfect and actually wants to support you to grow to be your best. You're not expected to be your best automatically. And through the love of anxiety, your anxiety can support you to evolve by gaining more trust in you. The amount of love that is present for you and for me always blows me away, especially when it comes to anxiety, because it's present to support you to get to your core. Get to that truth. Know what is within you. Listen and act accordingly. So the bottom line is this. Your anxiety is going to be present when you are, one, doubting yourself, and your fear comes leaking and sometimes pouring through you, and two, it's going to be present when you choose not to listen to your inner voice, and your essence demands otherwise. Your essence is going to give you the signal of anxiety to get you moving, or otherwise you might lose an opportunity, especially when involved with fulfilling your life's mission. When this occurs, it's your job to listen. And that's what excites me, because it's like you've got this innate system that is propelling you to fulfill your life's work. Your anxiety is sitting there saying, listen, listen, listen to me. Now, what often happens, how this begins with a lot of people, it will seem like it has nothing to do with your life's work. So I saw this a lot with my relationship with somebody in my family. And there was someone in my family, you know, there's always seems to be someone in someone's family that can kind of push your buttons. Well, my buttons were being pushed, and, you know, they would, certain names were being called, and And, you know, I got to a point where, and I might have even shared this with you with one of the other lessons, that I got angry about it. Well, and the anger, of course, was there for me to claim my power. And part of this, see how all of these start to build upon each other, is that when it came time for me to claim my power, I felt really anxious. You know, I felt anxious that I would lose that relationship. And I felt anxious that I would make things worse by speaking my truth. And really, the anxiety was there to help me get really clear that this is my truth, and that by acting on it, it's going to support me to get used to claiming my truth. And so really, I have seen throughout my life that once I got really clear about how anxiety is here to support me, it's my constant companion every time I try to, I am on my path to claiming my truth even further. So back in the day, it was about me claiming my truth to someone in my family. But that gave me the practice to begin to claim my truth when it first came out to sending out my newsletter. I can't even tell you the anxiety I felt the first time I sent out my newsletter. I was so scared because a part of me knew, well, let's say the fear was that that the information that I had to share, people wouldn't get, that it went against the grain too much for people, that people would criticize it, that people just wouldn't get it. And but because of the experience that I had of recognizing that there's these fears that come along with every time I stand in my truth, I saw it for what it was. So I put my newsletter out there. And at first, you know, I was still scared, and I was, you know, waiting to think about, you know, oh, what are people going to think? And so a part of me was still giving my power away by worrying about what other people thought. So that was my practice then, too, to get used to putting out information that I have, insight that I have, and not be attached to what others think, to have more attachment to my truth, more attachment to the guidance that I've received, and believe and trust in that rather than what other people think. And see, that's where anxiety really supports us, is saying, here's your core, here's your truth, now act on it without doubt. And if you have doubt, that's okay. I'll work with you through your humanness and through your fears so that each experience you get clearer about what your truth is. You get clearer about your core. You get clearer about your purpose. So to me, that's what's amazing. Like, anxiety is here every step of the way to enhance your trust with yourself, to enhance your ability to fulfill your life's work. And so if anxiety is coming in strongly, believe me, that means it's your time to really get clear and start to claim this. And so now, you know, sending out my newsletter is no big deal. But that's allowed me to do bigger things, to present the information that I have to share in bigger ways. So every step of the way, my anxiety was there to help me claim more of my truth. And that's what I have supported client after client to do as well. And clients that started off at a much deeper level of struggling with their anxiety. In fact, one of my clients literally could not get out of bed on Monday mornings. She was so fearful about going to work. She couldn't move. And And I've had mornings where I've wanted to pull the covers over my head and not get out of bed, but she really struggled. And once we got to the core of what her anxiety was about, which was, again, getting to her truth, being willing to be in her truth, speak her truth, act on her truth, that she became clear. See, that's the gift of anxiety, that as soon as you start recognizing this truth within you and acknowledging it by listening to it and acting on it, you get to a place of inner peace. And you get to a centeredness within yourself. And then it's like your energy is working for you. See, I really think that we're not meant to be, just as we're not meant to be always experiencing negative emotions such as anxiety, frustration, guilt, anger, sadness, I don't also believe that we're meant to always be in a state of excitement or happiness or joy. I really feel that our state is supposed to be this centered state. And from this place of centeredness, you are like this open channel where information and insight flows from you. And when you're in that flow, of course you're going to be excited and passion's going to ignite and you're going to be able to do the things that you're meant to do. But I really feel like it's our job to get centered and then let the flow take over and lead you where it's meant to lead you. And just as in my case, sometimes I was led to see my anxiety so that I could grow. But once I got the message, the spiritual message, the love message, the gift message of my anxiety that cannot be seen from the ego level, then I became in flow with the insight and with the gifts, and I was able to take the necessary steps that will allow me to fulfill my life's work. So a lot of time people say, you know, Michelle, I don't know what the next step is. I don't know what I need to take to begin to start feeling my life's work. Then my answer to them is, you're not listening to your anxiety enough. And what you're probably doing is you're listening to your anxiety from a fear and ego-based level and not the level of your spirit. And once you do, and I can show you how to do that, amazing things are going to happen. And that client of mine who could not get out of bed, it has been amazing to see how profoundly her life has shifted. She received a promotion. She started doing things like scuba diving, public speaking, things that would have put her in a tailspin of anxiety and fear. Things she would have never imagined, she is doing. So for you, when this happens to you, your job is going to be the same. Even though her anxiety was really deep and really prevalent, her job is the same as your job. Listen and act accordingly to your inner voice. Now, I know this is easier said than done, which is why I am going to give you a whole slew of examples in the next couple of weeks, because you can pretty much name it. At one point or another, I have been anxious about it. I mean, seriously, I'm not kidding when I say my 20s were filled with anxiety. And still to this day, anxiety comes up for me, and the gift is that I'm able to shift it sometimes in a matter of minutes, and sometimes it'll take a couple hours. But the point is that I'm not just getting rid of the anxiety, I'm getting the gift. And when that happens, it's that excitement flows through that not only do you feel at peace and you feel more, you feel so good because you're honoring yourself, you're automatically allowing yourself to step into that flow. So But what I want to share with you is, given all the experience I have had with anxiety, I can tell you with absolute certainty that when you follow the guidance of your essence, you will always, always be rewarded. Always. When you follow it from the message of love. Anxiety is the ultimate supporter to bring you back to peace, to bring you back to centeredness, and most importantly, to bring you back to your truth. From that place within you, you become so open to the possibilities and potential that await you. You become a clear vehicle to receive amazing insight from your spirit. When you tap into that insight, I mean it, watch out, because you are going to profoundly change. And I really want you to hear this. You will make profound shifts. Profound. I promise you, and more importantly, your essence promises you that this exists within you and that you need your truth to guide you. And so your anxiety is there to bring you back to trusting you. That's what this is all about. Trusting you so that you can take action on your life's work. And in all the different realms that that means, in your family relationships, in your friend relationships, in regard to your career, in all sorts of ways, you are needed and necessary. And the more you question that, the more your anxiety you're going to feel. The more you act accordingly to your inner guidance and trust it, miracles happen. And I don't use that word lightly. But I can't tell you how many times it has been this precise feeling that has led me to living a life that is beyond my expectations. My limited mind wouldn't have thought of all the things I was capable of creating. It just wasn't even there. And the same holds true for my clients who have shifted their anxiety from the Stone Ages to consciousness. And now the same holds true for you. You are going to be capable of going beyond what you've dreamt. And I can't wait to hear about what your spirit has in store for you. So can you get out of the way of your essence so that your essence can come shining through? And can you honor your essence by trusting in it and acting on it? Now, this is how you can begin when anxiety comes up. First, recognize the fear for what it is. So again, with anxiety, fear is going to show up. So recognize the fear for what it is. And here are some common ones. First, it's going to be questioning yourself. You're going to feel self-doubt. You don't feel justified, perhaps, with your stance or how your heart feels. You may say something to yourself like, am I overreacting or am I being too fill-in-the-blank, whatever you might be too much of? And it's that questioning and self-doubt that are your clues that you have stepped away from trusting yourself. And that, of course, is taking you away from being able to listen and act based on your essence. The other piece of fear that is common that's going to show up is about control. And usually your ego, and combined with your rational mind, are telling you something like, if I don't do X, I won't get Y. Or it might be simply something like, what will they think of me if I were to follow this part of me that wants to do something? Isn't that outrageous in some way? So recognize that fear for what it is. This is your part where you, this is the consciousness part where you can get caught up in the fear, and then that's back in the Stone Ages because you're saying that you don't have control over this, but your first step is to recognize the fear for what it is. And you do have control of what's going on within you. Now, to help you get there, you also need to get grounded. So what's happening when anxiety is going on is that you are spinning in your head. So let go of trying to make a choice or decision in that moment, because it's likely not going to happen, and if you force yourself to do it, it's not going to be a good decision. So, you know, I see this a lot of times. People are spinning in their head and they're just trying to plow through, and it just, it doesn't work on their behalf, and you end up working based, making choices based on fear. So the key is to use healthy grounding options, like being in nature, literally hugging a tree, talking to plants, taking a walk, meditate, pray, journal, drink an herbal tea. Now, you may still choose something like food or obsessively checking your email. I know this because I can still do both at times. But what I do when I turn to food or email or, you know, something that's compulsive is I name it for what it is. So again, this isn't about being perfect. But what you don't want to do is be self-sabotaging. So to avoid unconscious self-sabotaging behavior, say out loud, I am eating right now because of anxiety, or I am checking my email right now because of anxiety. And what this automatically does is it makes you recognize that you are in a state of fear and you're choosing your ego. So again, you're human, sometimes you're going to do this, and the point is when you say it out loud, you become more conscious, and so even though you might act on this, you can do so with more consciousness. So for me, with eating, I will automatically choose something semi-healthy and in limited quantities. So like for me, one of my favorites is blue corn tortilla chips. So I'll just, you know, grab a little bunch, and I'll see it didn't work anyways. It didn't take away anxiety. It didn't, you know, bring me any insight. And then I actually will turn to the activities I know I need to do if I really want to feel calm. So you know what? Sometimes we are going to have these old habits. That's all they are. And but if the more conscious you can make them, the less you are going to turn to them. And the more you'll recognize what you really need to do to get grounded. And then once you're grounded, you're going to be able to listen to your inner voice. So again, the more you have an established relationship with your inner voice, the more this is going to come through. So again, you're going to want to have a practice of meditation or journaling, something that you turn to quite often that says, this is my time for me to check in with my essence. And which is why I really believe in creating some sort of ritual, which is a part of your toolkit, so that you can continue to enhance that relationship, so that when times come up, especially with anxiety, that you can ground yourself and open that channel to listen to your inner voice. And really that message is very present. It's the one, again, that's been batting around in your head. And now it's just going to be getting clearer about that and trusting it and really honoring it. And then fourth, you act on what your guidance says. So this is really about, do you have the guts to listen and follow through? And it really does take guts sometimes. It really is going to bring you out of your comfort zone. But the comfort you can have with this is that rewards await you. They always await you when you do. So even though it's tough, even though it seems like you're giving up on having your need met, that's exactly when your need gets met in profound ways, in ways you would have never expected. And that's why I say the anxiety is such a prime opportunity for miracles, because it really does bring about amazing shifts. So what I want to leave you with is using your anxiety to bring you back to trusting you, to guiding you to take action on your life's work. You are going to do amazing things. I know this because you are so open to this process. I am honestly amazed by your courage, because this is not the status quo of information that's out there. And I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you that you are going to be taking this information and applying it to you. I know it works. It's worked on so many because it is authentic. There's nothing that you're convincing yourself of. And it allows you to be human. I'm so excited for you to be on this path with me. I encourage you to keep finding your center and your truth. The more you grow, the more that anxiety might show up. But you know what? The more there is to be revealed within you. And that is when life gets really excited. And it gets really exciting. And I am excited for you. So I will see you next week, and I am grateful to have you on this journey with me, and I wish you to continue to live emotionally conscious and exceptionally well. Bye-bye.